Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sip and Shot. My name is Angel.
And my name is Hans.
And this is part two of our Valentine's Day themed episode?
Yes? Yeah, it's the second half of the love month.
It's the second half of the love month, but this is actually going up, I think, around the first week of March. But it's
somewhere there.
We're still going to call it Love Month Hangover or After Party or something like that.
Yeah, because for us, of course, every month is Love Month.
So cheesy.
You got to love, of course. Mm-hmm. Love.
Chris Aquino is the charot. Okay, so hello, everybody. And I hope you guys really enjoyed that last episode. Because the reason why it took quite some time for us to record this episode is we couldn't think of what to follow from that.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough act to follow. I mean, it was a really, really fun episode. If you haven't heard it, I suggest you guys
listen to that one. You guys can pause this one and go back to that one. That episode was called Unexpected Love and Red Flags.
Yep.
Very interesting title. Gives you more or less what to expect from that episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, then go ahead, pause this one, go back to that one, and then go back to this one when you're done. Okay? Okay, so now that you're back, welcome back. Or if you never left, hello. Nice to have you back, I guess. So I don't know what I'm saying, but hello, welcome back. What are you drinking, Hans? Let's just get straight into it. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a very stiff drink. I am drinking gin and juice. Gin and juice inspired by Snoop Doggy Dog. So,
gin bomb?
Not gin bomb na kanto gin bomb. I elevated it with some, you know, it's not palm, it's orange juice. It's from this Korean orange juice. And then, like, artisan gin.
Joke. Oh my god.
But yeah, elevated gin pom experience, you know. We grew up from the streets and now we back in the streets.
Just elevated.
Alabang. Joke.
You're not even from the south. What was that?
But yeah, gin and juice inspired by Snoop Doggy Dogg and the Super Bowl halftime show. Taking it back to the 90s.
Which I have no idea about because I did not watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
Anyways, how about you? What are you drinking?
I am drinking beer, actually.
Wow, beer.
The very few times I drink beer.
Let me guess. It's not your typical night out beer. I bet it's some kind of bougie ass beer. Such a typical...
I guess.
Inuman night na, no. Buy the case.
Is it a bougie beer? I don't know.
I'm guessing it's not any San Miguel beer.
No, it's not. It's not. Of course. It's definitely not.
Then what is it?
It's Hoegaarden Rosé.
Of course.
One of the very few beers I drink, actually.
It's really good. I like that also.
Because if you guys know me, I do not like carbonated drinks. I am not a fan of carbonated drinks. There are a few exceptions to that. So with that, I'm not a big fan of beer. I did try beer before, and I used to be okay with San Miguelite.
Oh yeah,
and I think
that's
pale
good.
Pilsen. I can't remember because again, I don't really drink beer, so I don't really know. So I'm okay with the bitterness of beer.
Yeah.
But I hate the carbonation. So when I was in college, one of the ways that people got me to drink beer was by giving me San Mig flavored beer.
Yeah. Apple, lemon.
What they would tell me is, because I really don't drink beer, but syempre, you know, when you're drinking with friends, they're gonna be like, sige, inom ka na kahit one bottle lang, ganon.
Two bots.
Yeah, ganon. Tapos sabihin nila na, ito na lang inumin mo kasi lasang juice lang. And then they give me like San Miguel apple. And then I drink it for them because, you know, it's there.
Pakikisama.
But then it's kind of too sweet for a beer for me because, I mean, true to what my friends have told me, it's literally like drinking C2 apple.
Exactly.
That's carbonated. And I don't know, it's just not my thing. And then I don't know why I tried this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because the word rosé,
it's because of me,
got me, my attention.
Is it because I sold those before?
I don't remember. I think it's the word rosé got my mm-hmm. attention, and I thought if it's I like fancy. It as wine, I'll probably like it as beer, and true enough, I do. It's one of the very few beers that I actually really like.
Yeah, I suggest you guys try it too. I personally like that one also. Mm-hmm. I buy it by the liter.
What? Like
the big bottles of rosé. Remember, it comes with a...
Oh, yeah!
With a cork.
Oh, I think that's why I bought it from you. Because it looked
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, I told you.
Because it looked
yeah.
pretty.
It comes in a pink packaging.
Yeah, I remember.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's it has the bitterness of beer with a little bit of sweetness to it, which I like.
Yeah.
Really yeah. good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, anyway, that was a deep dive into Rosé and Hogarden. It's really
yes,
good. I suggest you guys try it. Yeah, and
I'm just kidding.
Boozy or something like that. Anyway,
I'm just kidding.
Back to our topic for this episode. As we mentioned, it's the second part of the love month, and the love never stops, baby. Wow, parang ano?
Oh, you just
DJ,
sounded like one of those
DJ
late
love.
Night show DJ shows.
Yeah.
What was that?
DJ Love.
What was that?
Na feel ko yun in the moment eh.
Okay.
But sure. Anyway, so if you guys don't live under a rock, you probably saw a lot of content surrounding Valentine's, a lot of vlogs, a lot of videos,
a lot
explaining
of photos, a lot of people
yeah.
getting engaged, getting married,
exactly,
having babies.
A lot of romantic stuff happened over the past month.
Oh yeah,
even Valentine's Day, it's the
just
whole month
over the month.
Yeah,
I
it's crazy.
So many people get engaged this month.
Yeah,
so many people,
our friends,
our
and
friends.
Some like a lot of random people mm-hmm. sharing mm-hmm. some very interesting
people
stuff.
Getting married as the
exactly
East coming left and right, you know.
Yeah, but one piece of content that actually struck me the most was the vlog of Vicky Bello and Hayden Ko.
Why?
Vicky Bello and Hayden Ko always celebrate their of Valentine's Days and all of the holidays. If you don't know them, they're cosmetic doctor.
Well,
they're doctors.
No, well, Vicky Bello is a cosmetics doctor.
Surgeon.
She's a plastic surgeon, I think. I'm
plastic
not so sure.
Surgeon.
Please don't quote me on that. I just know
I'm
that
sorry.
She's in the plastics.
I'm sorry,
industry,
Doc Vicky.
And that she's a doctor. And then her husband is Hayden Ko.
Hayden Ko, yeah, one of the like those are like some of
infamous
the socialites
people.
In the country. Yeah, they're very famous for the content that they post, very lavish and luxurious stuff.
Yeah, luxurious lifestyles.
Yeah. So their Valentine's post was actually Hayden's surprise for Vicky Bello, Doc Vicky. So what he did was he surprised her with all of the five languages of love.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the five love languages?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, so the five love languages are one, physical touch.
Physical touch.
Two, quality time. Three, uh-huh. receiving gifts. Four, acts of service. And five, words of affirmation. And Doc Hayden provided all of these five things as his Valentine's gift for Vicky Bello.
That's
it was
cute.
So crazy. It was so crazy. So
I haven't seen this post. So what did he give her?
The gist of it, because it's a pretty long video, but the gist of it was he basically surprised Vicky by bringing her to a hotel, and then at the hotel he had a suite all dressed up in Valentine's like theme.
Decor.
So decor, yeah, all the flowers, the red stuff, and. Yeah, the red stuff, red balloons, red ribbons. I don't know.
My head thought of blood. The red stuff.
But yeah, so each room, since it's a suite, it's a pretty big suite, so there's a lot of room. Each room had a different theme.
Okay.
Each for the five languages of love. So for physical touch,
massage, ganon.
Yeah, something like a massage. So parang they hugged or something like that. Yeah. And then for acts of service. So parang they paano nga ba ginawa niya? Parang minamassage din niya or something.
But parang, that's physical touch.
No, physical touch. What they did pala is parang they blindfolded themselves and then they blindfolded Vicky and then Vicky had to touch something, a part of ano of Hayden's body.
That sounds kind of kinky.
Yeah, it's physical touch. Yeah, but physical touch is like hugging, kissing. Kinky. Yeah, like hugging or kissing, something
okay,
like that.
Why
so you're touching?
It's kind of kinky, if you answer.
And then, parang I forgot. Sorry, I forgot the others. But the words of affirmation was like, my letter si ano Hayden kay ano kay Vicky, and then quality time was like, they went to
the
Sweden.
Hotel.
Yeah, they just ate and spent time together. Ganyan. But then receiving gifts, Hayden gifted Vicky her dream car, which was a Bentley.
Oh, wow.
Like a real ass Bentley. So
wow.
That got me curious. Like, I feel like Doc Hayden just, you know, wasn't sure what his five love languages are. So, eto na, lahat na
love languages
I mean, for
like,
you.
I mean, I think it's pretty possible for you to have like more than one love language.
Yeah.
It's possible you have all five. It's just that they're ranked differently.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, knowing your partner's love language can actually help.
That's true.
Defer a lot of arguments and fights. And
the relationship,
you know, just understanding
right?
them, you know, it will make it much easier if you know how they want to receive mm-hmm. and how they give love.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the really important parts in the relationship is that you know the love language you give and the love language you want to receive.
Yeah. I agree. Right.
So on that note, I want us to like dig deeper on this one. Because I personally have an idea of what my love language is. But
same.
I'm not really sure what it is. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that their love language is like quality time, you know, mm-hmm. I just want to spend time with you, ganyan. But yung pala receiving gifts yung gusto nila. So
yeah. I think I have because I took this test like years mm-hmm. ago. I think part of college actually. I had to take this test.
One of those
guidance classes, I bet.
Yeah.
And then so I had to take it, and then that's when I first found out what my love language uh-huh. was, and it made total sense to me at that time. Now I found out that it could actually change over time.
Ooh.
So, when I say that it could change over time, it could be like completely consistent. Kunwari, quality time ka ever since.
Uh-huh.
But then, let's say quality time was probably 50% of your love language. And then before, receiving gifts was only like 20%. And then it mm-hmm. could be like, now it's probably like 45%. Ganon.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's true.
The ranking of it can change. And then like, the intensity, I guess, of it mm-hmm. could change over time. So I have an idea what mine are because I've taken the test before.
Uh-huh.
But in recent times, I think it has changed.
Really?
So I want to know if it's consistently the same as before.
Yeah, maybe we can check if they're the same or not. Because I think it may change as you grow older also.
Yes.
Like you mature and then your experiences, of course, are going to affect that.
Because like, I'm so sorry. I laughed in my head because when he said, yeah, I just reminded myself of Uncut Gems.
John Safdie's Muse
and Uncut Gems.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry. I've been seeing it on TikTok for the past 2 years. So,
oh my god.
When I heard myself better, that's the first thing that popped into my head. But yes, I'm so sorry. Going back, where was I?
I think giving gifts. Giving gifts is one of love languages ni Kanye.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely not words of affirmation.
Yeah. Physical touch and ano siguro gifts. Or service. Baka service.
I don't know. He likes to spoil people. But
gifts,
he's also creepy.
Siguro number one.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Anyway.
Yes. Anyway, going back to our love languages.
Yeah.
What was I saying before uncut?
it changes.
It could change. So, for example, I think that let's say when we were younger, like kids, you know, kids love gifts. Kids love opening presents. It's possible like that as kids, I still love gifts too. Let's be completely honest here. But I mean, like, it's possible that when you're a kid, you don't understand words of affirmation. But you love the idea of getting gifts on your birthday or on Christmas and having all of these things to open. So maybe as a kid, you'd love receiving gifts. But as you get older, maybe in your teen years, when you're a little bit more emotional and when you don't understand the world and when you're trying to find yourself, you sort of think that maybe words of affirmation is what I need right now.
Yeah.
And then as you get older and like you have work, you have kids, you get married. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's acts of service, you know, like having the day off, having your partner do everything for you for a day and stuff like that.
Errands.
So, so I can completely understand that it could change over time. And again, taking this test in the past, I sort of have a idea, but I'm really genuinely curious if it has changed.
Why don't we take the test now? I mean, we're 6 years into this relationship and we actually don't know
your love language.
We have an idea.
Well,
there's no
I think it's because you never took yours. That's why I don't know.
That's true.
Anyway, so I'm guessing, you know, it's not my fault you didn't take it.
Okay. This time we're going to take it. So I found this link online. It's called 5lovelanguages.com.
I think this is the OG.
Really? So there's this quiz where you can take to know what's your love language. It's for couples, singles, teens, and children.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to add, I think on top of that, there are different ways that you could have a love language. Like you could have one in a romantic setting and you could have one in a friendship setting and you could have one in a work setting, which is super cool because I didn't know that existed before. I thought it's just like whatever my love language is to you as a relationship is my love language for everyone else.
That's apparently true.
Anyway,
because you deal with a lot of people.
That's true. So the one that we're taking right now is what?
The love language quiz.
Oh, okay.
For
so we're going to choose here, pala.
Yeah.
So I'm an adult because I am.
Adult.
I'm in a
relationship. Okay.
Okay. And then, okay, this is the start, right?
Yeah. And this starts with the questions.
Okay. So it's more, do we have the same questions?
Yeah. It's
the
more
same meaningful question. To me when I receive a long, loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one or my partner and I hug.
Let's just answer and then let's see our results later. Okay.
Okay. These are interesting because honestly, I feel like I could be a little bit of both. What happens when you like both?
Right? I don't know. You just have to choose which one weighs more.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Are you on the next question?
Oh, I've been like answering all this time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll give you time to catch up.
Okay.
But while you catch up, I guess what people don't realize about love languages is that how it could help you understand how to love your partner and how you want to be loved.
I think it's part of the communication process, actually.
Yeah, but then that's the thing. Sometimes there are people who don't like talking about their feelings.
That's true.
Yes.
It's not that they don't want to open up. It's just like
they don't know how to.
They don't know how to, or like they feel icky about it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Some people can feel icky about it. Some people, I don't know. I feel like some of these things are rooted from like past traumas. Or
that's true. Anxieties. It really changes a person. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, okay, so let's take this quiz. So we're gonna, I think you've caught up, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
what question are you in now?
I have no idea. So we're gonna keep taking on this quiz and then we'll get back to you guys with the result. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, game. So we're back.
Yep.
We took the quiz. We thought that we could actually talk and go through it. But then we realized by talking to each other while answering might give away the questions or the or what we think our love languages are. So yeah, we had to cut it.
And it's pretty tough to decide. So you really have to think about it.
So yeah, that's true. So we really thought, we planned this podcast to be like us taking the quiz and sharing our thoughts on the answers.
Yeah.
But then we realized, gosh, no, I have to focus.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough quiz. So
I had to back
quiz.
A few questions there and really read it.
But kailangan mag-review.
Yeah. So, kailangan mo i-review yung feelings mo.
Oh, it's quick. Yeah. It's pretty short. You
it's
can
a short
do it
quiz,
in like
but you have to
5 minutes.
Think about it. Yeah. You have to reflect. So, we're back. Mm-hmm. We got the results. I am very surprised with mine, actually.
Me too. So
I think before we continue to share our results, why don't we tell them like what the love languages are? Because I know you shared it already, but like drill down on what they mean and examples of sorts.
Okay, so just to repeat our love languages, you know, for the five love languages, we have quality time, physical touch, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and acts of service. So for quality time, so the page actually gives us a short explanation of what it is. So in the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
So being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities.
Quality time, in short, means being in the present, being right there, mind and soul, physical and body.
Mental, emotional. Mental,
physically, basically, just being there. Being
there.
Present.
But it's not just quantity of the time you're together, but it's also really the quality.
Yeah, like so, I think if you're a person who has this as your love language, like you don't care if you only get to see each other like 1 hour a week. For as long as during that 1 hour, it's uninterrupted baby time.
All you, baby time.
It's not baby making time. That's different. That's a different love language.
Yeah.
But baby time.
It
you
can
know,
all
like just,
be, I know. It can all be the five love languages.
It can all be the five love languages. Let's be completely honest. But then baby making time is different from baby time. But, you know, babe time. That's fine. It's called babe time. So, you know, it's just like, for example, if you're together and you're watching a movie at home, let's say you're just, you know, chilling in the couch, watching a movie together.
Right.
You're together watching the movie, not one of you like being on your phone and while the other person is like genuinely watching, you know.
Being present together.
Yeah.
Is really
or
the
like,
quality time.
Or like, let's say you're having a nice dinner out and then that person is just literally just like, minds off somewhere something like that. So quality time means being there, being present in the now.
Okay.
Next one, I'll read this one. So words of affirmation. So actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. So hearing words like I love you are important, and hearing the reasons behind the love sends your spirit skyward. Insults can leave you shattered and are not easily forgotten. So kind, encouraging, and positive words are truly life-giving.
Ooh. That's actually very important as well. You know, it's part of the communication, like we said. Words of affirmation. Parang it's one thing to compliment them, parang, oh, you look good today. But then really like gassing them up, hyping them up, you know, it's part of the
and,
words of affirmation, like, you know, and, I appreciate you.
Yeah, and you know, like sometimes when you see them and you say, I love you. Iba yung, I love you kesa sa, I love you so much. And I can't wait to spend the day with you tomorrow.
That's true.
You know, like sometimes words in itself can just be words, you know, and at other times it can be words relaying a story, relaying feelings and stuff like that. So, you know how when you text, kunwari, when it's illy versus love you versus love you. I love you. Yeah. Those can mean different things.
Between ano, I love you and mahal na mahal kita. Ano,
well,
yun,
let's be completely honest. Like even if I speak English more than I do Filipino.
Yeah.
Iba yung weight ng mahal na mahal kita.
Diba?
In the same way na, sorry for the curse word, but iba yung banat ng fuck you kasi sa putang ina mo. Diba?
That's also words of
it's not words of affirmation. But then it's an example to prove how words can really affect a person.
Yeah, there's different weights
even
to it.
Even languages
and
can affect a person differently.
That's
diba?
True. And so, the intonation, you know, everything.
Yeah. So in this case, as they said, words in this case are louder than your actions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Next one. Physical touch.
Ooh, this
language.
This is baby making time.
Yes. Physical touch. This language isn't all about the bedroom.
Ooh. Okay, fine. But it's
a person whose primary language is physical touch is, not surprisingly, very touchy. Hugs, pats on the back, holding hands, and thoughtful touches on the arm, shoulder, or face, they can all be ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Physical touch fosters a sense of security and belonging in any relationships.
I have to be completely honest. I feel like there is an overlap between physical touch and quality time.
That's true.
Because they said here, physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Which is sort of similar to physical touch. Quality time in the sense that it's important for them that you are here and now. Because if you're wandering off somewhere else, they know you're just absent, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of similar. But I guess what defines or what separates them is physical touch. You are very touchy.
It's
and
the
it's
actual
not, yeah, and it's not
action
like super
touch.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But it's not like the actual sorry, I lost my brain of thought. But it's not like the actual or gross touchy. It's just sometimes
it can be
like as simple,
simple as holding
your hand, diba? Holding your hand or
pats on the back.
Pats on the back. A hug.
You know that that moment when you're like leaning on someone's shoulder and then
like you just want to feel
scratching the head.
You literally want to feel their body next to yours, even if it's not
caressing
in a sexual way. Caressing,
you know, holding your palm, you know, parang,
your palm,
you know,
playing with your fingers, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not necessarily sexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it can just be them feeling your physical presence next to you.
Yeah, physical touch.
Diba? No, yeah. I mean, like, again, not completely sexual. It's just they want to feel your body literally next to you. Isn't there no, it's sexual pala, that song, never mind.
Let's get physical.
No, physical. I was thinking there was a song, I just wanna feel body on me.
Body on me, Rita Ora, ata.
There.
Not sure.
That one, it's exact one.
Rita Ora.
But I realized that was a sexual song, so never mind. Okay, down to our last two. Acts of service. So can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes. The words that he or she most want to hear is, let me do that for you. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings do not matter. So finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipient of these acts.
Ooh, that's true, I guess. I guess a lot of people really do acts of service as their love language. Yung tipo, ako na dyan, babe.
Mm-mm.
Ako na gagawa for you.
Yeah.
Can be as simple as, I'll get you a glass of water, baby.
But it can also backfire in the sense that if this person, like, yung acts of service is super low talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say this is a type A person, tapos a very anxious person. Tapos yung
perfectionist ganun kailangan.
Tapos ito yung itong love language to like the pinaka bottom, makaisipin niya na, do you think I'm incompetent? Feeling mo ba di ko kaya?
Oh, yeah.
Mga ganun.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Again, this is why it's important to know, but we'll get more to that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is basically like taking off the weight of their shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you got the last one?
The last one. Yeah. The last one. Receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make this love language for materialism. The receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gift. If you speak this language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. A missed birthday, anniversary, or a hasty, thoughtless gift would be disastrous. So would be the absence of everyday gestures. Gifts are visual representations of love and are treasured greatly.
Yeah. Now, I just want to like put emphasis on the first line of this one,
uh-huh.
where they say that don't mistake this love language for materialism.
Yeah.
I feel like people think that when you like receiving gifts, mm-hmm. mapera ka. When in reality,
yeah.
you're not after the value, like the price tag on the gift,
uh-huh.
but more on this person remembered me.
Yeah, it can be as small as like, oh, this is my favorite candy.
Exactly.
Parang
I think
snow bear.
I think what people what is a snow bear?
Yung menthol na candy.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I feel like people who are like speakers of this language, mm-hmm. it's more of them recognizing that a person has remembered them, has
That's
thought
true.
Of them, and that, for example, as you said, it could be as simple as their favorite chocolate or candy, diba? Parang isipin niya, oh my god, naalala nila, this is my favorite. Or,
yeah.
or let's say that person is traveling, tapos biglang, oh, I remember you like Kit Kat, and I saw these new
yeah.
flavors, I thought you might like it. And let's face it, Kit Kats are not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You can yeah. buy them in a convenience store. In Japan, the different flavored ones, you can
yeah.
buy them like everywhere there, diba? So
yeah.
it's not the value or the price tag of the gift. It's more of, I remembered you when I saw this. Or
it's the thought.
I know that you like this. And I thought like, hey, you might love it. Get on. Diba?
It's the thought that counts. And I think this really applies not just with like, relationships na couples but also with your friends
yeah.
with your family
super like diba? Like I personally love thinking about gifts
I enjoy
giving and
process.
Receiving I kid you not, Christmas planning for me for gifts starts
uh-huh.
in September
as long as the bare months come
actually
add
sometimes
to
it
cart.
Says no because like September I start planning my budget. Like,
yeah.
this is the budget I have for this year. And then I start thinking about, what does this person want? Has this person said anything to me within the past few months that he or she may like?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just straight up ask for wish lists. If I can't remember anything that person would like, I like to do, for example, there was this one year I did like
uh-huh.
a personal gift set. So
wow.
I did a notebook for my friends. I put their name on it.
Personalized, yeah.
Yeah, and then to my like really, really close friends, I also gave them like a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And then that necklace is, what do you call this? Is inspired by Greek gods and goddesses.
Wow.
So I match the personality of my friend with a Greek god and goddess. Like whatever the description of the jeweler was behind that, that's what I
wow.
matched him for. And then I wrote a card saying, like, I chose this one for you because this person, this god or goddess stands for this, and I thought it's the best that complements
yeah.
you. And, like a short letter. That was my gift to them. And, like, you know, things like that where, yeah, I may not have gotten them exactly what they want, but, you know, when you
put a lot
you
of
know
thought
this
and
person
effort
put a lot
behind,
of thought behind
yeah.
this. It's a simple necklace.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thought that went behind it was what I got super excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your friends who didn't get those gifts are probably clenching their fists
I'm
right
so
now.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I only gave gifts during the pandemic. I only gave gifts to my friends who I see in person.
Oh,
who I get to see in person.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
who I get to see in person because Ang mahal magpa-ship, friend. So, plus I with other friends, I have other arrangements for gifts. You
okay,
know, like,
okay.
Like with another group, with one of my group of friends, who I did not get to see when I did this specific gifting idea.
Uh-huh.
We agreed to have like one time, big time na Secret Santa.
Okay.
So instead of giving each other gifts like we normally do pre-pandemic, we just like, oh, let's set a budget and then one person gets one person and then you just get whatever
okay,
it is.
Okay. Kesa monito, sa, big
yeah, kesa mm-hmm. sa ano, we each send one each gets other, something. Each one mm-hmm. gets, because we live so far apart from each other, swear to God. Nakakalat kami sa Luzon. So, so yun. So those who are able to give gifts to, for that specific gift like package, it's like the ones who I got to see for that Christmas okay. season. But I swear to God,
not you having to defend yourself.
No, friends, you know I love you so much. You know I really, really do love you so much, and I think about you guys all the time, and I message you all the time. But you know, because I'm such a gift person, like you okay. know that. Like yeah. I have my Christmas. Going back to the Christmas gifts, I have all my Christmas shopping done even before December.
Of course.
And then, so pagdating ng December, I'm thinking about how do I wrap this?
Wrapping na lang and the gift. How do giving I wrap talaga.
This? Like, do I need specific boxes for it? Do I need to buy fillers? Do I need to buy wrapping paper? That's my head.
Okay.
I guess
pretty much that receiving gifts is probably high up there in your results.
No, because giving gifts.
Oh, okay. That's like, your language.
That's one
give.
Of my love languages. I like to give gifts. Because mm-hmm. here's the thing, guys. Your giving language can be different mm-hmm. from your receiving language.
That's true.
Now, I do not know if there's a test to find out your giving language. Because I think the one that we did was more for your receiving language.
Yeah.
For giving language, definitely top on the list. I don't know if it's number one, but it's probably number one, two, or three. It's giving okay. gifts.
Let's try it now. It's for the gifts. Receiving.
Okay,
one.
Let's go back to the receiving because that's what yeah. we're here to talk about.
Let's start from the bottom up. Because there's salts. What?
I don't have a bottom.
What?
I don't have a bottom one.
Anyway.
This is what I'm excited to tell you about.
Okay, to explain it first to the listeners, the results that is shown to you is like, percentages. Percentages of each love language. Some people can get 100% of something, some people can get even of everything, but then it basically gives out percentages for each of the love language.
Okay, and this is why I told you mine is interesting. It's because mm-hmm. I don't have a bottom one in the sense that there are four that are all tied.
Ooh, so there's one at the top, probably, and then...
Yeah, there's one at the top, and then the four are tied.
Okay. Then why don't you start?
Okay. So, coming in at 17% each, so these are the four.
Four again,
we have words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts.
Wow.
I don't think they did it by, like, a specific order. It's because everything is 17%. So, yeah, that's my 2 to 5.
Grabe.
Like, so what's, siya.
What's your number one?
My number one is quality time at 33%.
Okay.
Ang medyo malayo yung agwat, no? Parang nag-double siya.
Yeah, 33 and 17, almost double.
Yeah, double. So, in short, I like all the love languages.
Mm-hmm.
But number one is quality time. Which is
okay.
surprising for me because before, it used to be quality time, words of affirmation, and then receiving gifts.
Oh, but tapos, then quality time pa rin.
Yeah, quality time pa rin. Mm. Pero yung weights nila, kakalapit. It used to be like super close to each other. Like, I don't know the exact percentages, but let's, badly put, it's 30%. Quality time, 28% words of affirmation, 25% receiving gifts, and then the rest mm-hmm. is spread out between the two. Ganun siya before.
Mm.
So when I saw this, I was shocked because, well, consistent na quality time parin yung number one.
Yeah.
And that the gap between the others is doubled. And then the others were tied.
Oh, nga.
Dun ako nagulat, like, oh, it's a four-way tie.
You like receiving all of it.
Yeah, but to be completely since my giving language, one of my top giving languages is giving gifts, I feel like receiving gifts is also high up there somewhere.
Yeah, feeling good.
Because I like it when people remember me.
Exactly. You get all too excited as well for receiving gifts.
It's when I get excited about gifts, it's not because I'm getting a gift. I'm getting a material thing. Yeah. It's mostly because I want to see how this person thinks about me.
Yeah, so para magkaiba yung, kunwari, someone gives you like an accessory of your favorite color, favorite thing that you would always use versus someone who gave you a corporate mug or something like that.
Let's make it a more fair general fair comparison. So let's say this person gets me what I would like, for example. Me being Morena, it's hard to find makeup for me. So let's say this person gets me a Morena friendly lipstick.
Okay.
Versus someone who got me a bright pink lipstick. They're both lipsticks, but I could tell that the person who got me, let's say that brown nude versus the bright pink, has put a bit more thought into it. Kasi alam niya, si Angel's skin tone is like this, so bright colors won't do well for her. I'll get her something that's a bit more friendly and suitable for her skin tone.
Right.
Diba? Ganon. So
the thought behind
thought talaga. So, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand for me, in my perspective, with quality time.
Because
it means that person listens to me when I talk. Yeah. So they hear me out and then they remember me and then they know what I like and don't like, because when we spend time together, they pay attention to me. So I think that's why it's important to me, because it sort of goes hand in hand.
With your top love language.
It allows me to test how well they know me also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about yours?
Mine, I'll go from the bottom up.
So yours is not tied in any way?
There's some that are tied.
Okay.
So I'll just get into it.
Yeah.
So coming in at 0%.
Zero?
At the bottom. It's acts of service.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I don't like... Well, I don't know. I guess I don't like it as much when people do stuff.
No, I don't think so.
For me. I don't know. But it's 0%.
That's interesting. That's surprising, actually.
Coming in at 10%, it's words of affirmation.
Okay. So I'm taking mental notes here. I don't need to tell you that I love you 24/7. Okay.
Oh, there's still 10% pa rin. So you still have to do that.
No, I mean, like, I don't need to tell it to you every minute of the day.
Yeah, but then also, you know, when you don't reply for like hours, I'm like, okay. Chill.
You don't care because you're in your head, she's just asleep.
Yeah. Yeah,
or like, she's going to talk to me later. It's fine.
We don't have to talk for like 24 hours.
You're not the type that if I don't reply within the next 3 hours.
Yeah, I can keep messaging you like
I'm going to read you later.
Messages. I don't mind if you take hours to reply. I'm chill about that.
Yeah, that's true. Except that's kind of dangerous if I go missing because you're not going to know.
That's true. I'm going to wait 24 hours also.
24 hours before she hasn't replied.
Yeah, officially a missing person. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, these two are tied at 27%. 27% comes in with physical touch and receiving gifts.
What? Physical touch and receiving gifts?
Yeah.
Okay.
So receiving physical touch, basically. De joke lang. So
different.
Okay. So yeah, I guess they're both tied because they're both like something physical you can get. One with touch, one with gifts. So... Uh-huh. Again, it's not the being materialistic, but then it's about something that actually shows you parang it's something tangible, and it's something visual pala. Visual, that's a word.
Same with me, diba?
Mm-hmm.
The explanation I gave earlier as to why I think receiving gifts is actually one of the top ones for me.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah, something physical and tangible. So you like visual
proof.
Yeah, parang ganun. Kailangan kasi, may proof ang, na mahal mo ako.
Dejo. Kasi ang antay mo physical touch siya ka ano eh. Receiving gifts. So very yeah. visual.
And to top that all off, it's quality time.
Oh, that's with cute. With 37%.
See, that's why we like to spend time together.
Yeah, that's why we always forget to take photos.
Yeah, we're just together. You know, phones
we just,
down.
We just have to tell you guys this. We do not have a decent photo together. Because yeah, every sobrang time we're together, rare. We don't take photos. Because we forget to take yeah. photos.
Our phones in our bags, in our pockets. You know, we just yeah, like we, to spend time together.
So yeah, so it's cute to know that we actually share the same top love language.
I and know.
We have very similar results. Well, is it really similar if mine is a four-way tie?
Yeah, that's true. And it's all, it's only like five choices. But
no, but the weights of it five. Matter.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
The weights of it matter. So now I know that you like spending time with me. That's great. And you know. And I know now that I do not have to do anything for you. You yeah. can do everything by yourself.
You just have to give me physical time.
Okay, so, but the thing is, I need acts of service. It's 17% to me. So when the day you. Comes that we live together,
I got you.
You have to cook for me, not I cook for you.
Ay, parang I need to retake it again when the time comes. I need to retake.
Your acts of service is zero.
Like we said, this changes from time to time.
Well, I'm thinking this will be zero. Turn out. But okay, so again, my learnings from this is you like spending time with me. I don't uh-huh. need to cook for you. I don't need to tell you like you're adorable, I love you every minute of the day. Yeah. I can do that once a day and you'll yeah. be fine. But you like visual proof of love.
That's true.
Aside yeah. from spending time with me, because that's your number one.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And what my, have you learned about me? My learnings from you is basically I have to spend quality time with you. And during that time, I have to do everything else. I have to
That's
do
true.
Give you physical touch. I have to give you gifts, yes. Words of affirmation, and acts yes. of service.
But I honestly believe that my true ranking would uh-huh. be quality time.
Uh-huh.
And then receiving gifts.
Uh-huh.
And then... What are the others?
Touch.
No, not touch. Acts of service.
Uh huh.
And then physical touch, and then words of affirmation.
Okay.
I think that's my quote unquote unofficial order because this the website says otherwise.
That's true. Maybe mine's yeah. pretty accurate, just different weights, but pretty accurate.
Yeah. So we will post this link of the quiz that we just took on socials. Mm-hmm. By the time this episode is up, you can probably find it in the post for this episode. We'll just link yep. it there. Then take it for yourselves. Find out what your love language is. If you have a boyfriend yeah. or a girlfriend, something... you can ask them to send it to. You can send it to them too and answer. Ask them to answer it. Yeah. I think this beer is hitting me hard.
Yeah, medyo amats na kami dalo ni Angel. But then, right. We're gonna post the link. You guys can do it for your date nights and yeah. even your like team buildings and stuff like that. It's really fun. And it's good to know what kind of person you're dealing with every day, diba?
So, grabe naman. Parang sama nung pagkaka-word mo what kind of person you're dealing with every day. No, it's more of like, again, to what we both said earlier. Understanding your love language will make it easier for you and your partner to understand each other.
Right.
For example, now that I know that Hanson is not Hanson. Okay. For example, now that I know that Hans is not particularly a acts of service type of person, instead of me going, let's say, out of my way to cook him a nice meal, I could probably do take out and then set up a movie night for him, and then he and I will just watch a movie together eating take out, you know.
That's
so
true.
So
I like that.
That matters because, like, for example, let's say I cook a whole meal for him, like uh-huh. a 3-course meal, badly put.
Ooh.
And then I serve it to him, and then he's not as enthusiastic as I thought he'd be. So uh-huh. for me, you know, like, I took the time out of my day to go shopping, to come home, to cook this food for you, and you're not even going to be that excited about it.
Right.
So, again, instead of doing that situation of happening, mm-hmm. I now know that, oh, I could just do something like take out and then watch a movie, then he'd love it.
Yeah.
You know? But that doesn't mean that I won't cook for him or something like that. Like, I'd probably help him out from time to time. But, you know, at least I know that it's not his priority. He'd rather eat, take out, and spend time with me than I spend the whole day in the kitchen and he's just there waiting.
That's true.
Diba?
So, yeah, I guess it's really something good for all couples to take.
Yeah, and even with because I know that there is a version of this where you can take to find out for your friends and for your coworkers. If you guys find it, you can take it as well.
There's a lot of different versions out there.
There's a lot of different versions, but I think this particular one that we took is fair enough to say is more or less how you want to be treated or how you want to receive love from people in your life in general. So friends, to our friends, if you are listening,
Romans,
now you know
countrymen.
Our love languages. And now you know how we want to receive your love as a friend. Because obviously, the love as a partner is going to come from him and I. But,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Why can't we talk? I have no idea what's happening today.
Oh my god. I guess this is as good a time to end this episode here.
We're gonna end it here because we just don't know what to say anymore.
We're getting shit faced right.
Oh my god.
Why?
I don't know. I just lacking sleep. I did not sleep that well last night. I mean, now I'm drinking alcohol, so you can imagine how that's hitting me. And then you're drinking really, really strong gin.
Yeah.
Because, guys, he just mixed gin and juice together. He didn't even put tonic or anything. So, ang lakas ng proportion.
The proportion of gin to juice is not ideal.
Yeah.
It's as lopsided as this quality, the percentages of acts of service to my quality time. Ganun siya.
Okay, so guys, we hope you really enjoyed this sweet, insightful yet sabaw episode.
I didn't expect it to be as insightful as it would be.
Yeah,
so,
well, now
I
that
hope
we
you
know,
guys enjoy that.
Yeah, I hope you guys took some time to understand your love languages or what they are actually, and then maybe take the quiz to find out yours and tell your partner or tell your friends, just so you know, you guys can have understanding. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. It is nighttime at we are recording this, and whether you're listening to us in the day or the night, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I need to end this because Hans is just laughing. He is hysterical right now. So
don't forget to follow us on Instagram, that's at sipandshot.pod, and on Facebook, that's sipandshot.
If you aren't following us yet on your favorite listening platforms, make sure you do. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Make sure you give us a follow so you never miss an episode, and rate or, you know, leave a comment. Is that a comment?
Comment and rating.
Yeah, comment and rating. Unless it's something not nice, then just don't, you know? But if it's something nice, then leave something for us, okay? So I'm going to call it a night. Hans is still laughing. Goodbye, everybody.
That's it.
See you next episode. Bye.
Bye.